episode number 232, Camaro Z28 Spy Shot, maybe, maybe not.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
So what's going on, Jason?
I just got back from up north, snowmobiling again.
Like a madman?
Like a madman.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I do what I can.
Might as well do something to enjoy the snow while we have it.
Yeah, well, there's more down here in the Detroit area than there is in the up north area.
That's odd.
It's hit or miss. It depends on where you go, but that's the ticket. We got a show.
Yeah, there's some interesting things to talk about this week.
Yeah, you know, I want to talk about it, but I almost don't, you know.
Like opening a can of worms?
Kind of, yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe not?
I don't know. Well, that's the thing. We'll see. I'm leaning towards a maybe not, but we'll open for discussion.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get into what? Some emails and
voicemails? Yeah, we've
voicemails
got a bunch of emails. We've got a bunch of voicemails this week, so.
And we're gonna bust the balls of one of our listeners.
Yeah.
We're talking baseballs, basketballs, and footballs.
That's right.
Not what you might think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Right. So, all right. So,
okay. Let's talk about this first thing that we're
right, fine.
Here.
Let's just cut to the chase.
Okay. Someone posted on the message board these pictures of a fifth gen Camaro camoed. And are they saying this could be the Z28?
Well, I was up north on my iPhone. That's the only internet I had. And I was just checking the board and I saw this post. And on my iPhone from a distance, it looked very interesting. You know, low quality, especially the wheel. Boy, I thought, you know, could this be a Z28 spy shot just because it was heavily, heavily camouflaged in the front?
Right.
I've never known an aftermarket company to do that. I'm not saying they don't. I just haven't.
I've never heard of it.
I have no recollection of it happening. Yeah. Although some guys on the board are saying that it does happen. In this thread, so I retitled it Possible Fifth Gen Camaro Z28 Spy Shot.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that just opened a can of worms.
Well, not really, because a lot of guys said that it could be just another Firebird, whatever.
Oh, one of those clones?
One of those front clip of a Firebird.
Yeah.
But again, I've never seen an aftermarket company
do that.
Yeah,
why would they camo the hell out of it?
It looks like it could be a Firebird front end type, you know, styled front end.
Yeah.
But here's just devil's advocate. What if?
What if?
What if they disguised it to look like a Firebird front end, or at least put camouflage on it and said, okay, it looks kind of Firebirdish. That'll trip them up.
Huh.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, I do notice if you look at the cover, one little part's pulled over, and then you can see pretty high wing in the back. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't see that part.
Looks like a pretty high wing in the back.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, being the simplest answer, being the most accurate, it's probably just a funnel's Firebird front ends by an aftermarket company. It's got a different front wheel on it, and that's what really tripped me up, though, because, you know, they've done strange things. Remember a long, long time ago, we had the exclusive on the Transmero?
Oh, God.
Back in 1998?
No.
Eight, yeah.
Was it 98?
Yeah, it was a while ago. And it was
It was part Firebird and front end Camaro. Was that what
it was?
It was
the front end of a Firebird, and the rest of it was a Camaro. And it was in my apartment complex. And so I talked to the guy. He was testing for GM. It didn't mean anything, but you know, it was really weird. So GM does weird things. I don't think this is a GM thing.
No,
I don't think so. But we kind of like to open it up to you, listeners. What do you think is going on here in this picture? Just a standard, some aftermarket company making a Firebird front end, and they're really being really secretive about it because, well, we haven't seen about what 10 or 12. Firebird front ends for the new Camaro?
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see.
What do you think? I mean, I hope it is a Z28 thing that's just heavily disguised and doesn't actually look like a Firebird.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Who knows?
May take a little heat on this one.
Hey, I think it's time for GM to get the disciples back together and do another focus group. What do you think?
You know,
I think it's about time.
I think you just hit on something really good. And I think that our friends, John Fitzpatrick, Cheryl Pilcher, and Scott Settlemyer, yes, you guys, I think you need to get the disciples back, and we should talk about this. Just have an open dialogue about this whole Z28 malarkey.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe listen to our two bits. Maybe show us what you've got in mind. Maybe
what you've already done.
Let us drive something around Milford.
Hey, you know, never know. What, you know, springtime's coming up. It's been, how many years has it been since you guys got together?
Oh, geez.
Because that was the convertible last time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the convertible's going to be coming out, you know, next year or so. Hey, might get drive one of them.
Who knows, man? Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. You know. Or maybe they'll just say, okay, here's how to tell everybody that this whole Z28 thing is just a, what do they call that, a snipe hunt?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, maybe we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah.
So what's everybody else think? You know, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. So that's really all we're going to talk about on this.
Really all the Camaro news this week, basically. But we've got a lot of emails that we can address.
Yeah.
And also some voicemails this week, too.
Okay. Before we do that, I think we should do the busting.
The busting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mudbone. Yeah, you. We're talking to you. You're driving your car to work right now or something like that, and you're hearing us talk to you. You owe us. We gave you a bottle of Tofurky soda.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
You promised that you were going to call in and leave us a voicemail message as you drank it for the very first time, telling us what you thought of it.
And I can assure you that that is not in the voicemails this week.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't heard from you. Actually, we used to hear from you every couple of weeks, but now, ever since then, we haven't heard from you, so I think you owe us.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to have to annoy the crap out of all our listeners every week mentioning this until you call in. So please, for everybody else's sake, call in. Mudbone.
Next thing we're going to give out is a phone number on the air, and then
we could
people
do that.
Start calling them.
Mm-hmm. And we know what Mudbone Jr.'s girlfriend looks like. Yeah.
<That's> funny.
Hey, Muddy, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Drink the Tofurky and call in. Yeah. All right. Now that that's out of the way.
Let's grab some emails here.
We got a kind of a...
Oh, we got to do this one first here.
All right, go ahead.
Because this is kind of like... Last week, somebody called in.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked about launch control.
This is like a Department of Corrections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And John Fitzpatrick himself emailed after he listened to the show, and he says, hey, guess what? Your car already has it.
Launch control.
So let me just read. This is what the manual says.
Should we first just kind of preface it? We talked about the Corvette.
Right.
And launch control and how cool it was. And wouldn't that be great if somebody called in? Who was it? Mario 92.
That's right.
Thanks, Mario. You got us in trouble. You know, what would you guys think if the Camaro had launch control? And we thought that'd be great. And we talked about how great it would be. And then Fitz calls in and says, you've already got it, dummies. So that's the preface. That's a setup.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is what he says the manual says here. From page 8-35 of the Camaro's owner's manual, launch control V8 manual transmission models only. Launch control uses a form of traction control specifically tuned to optimize tire spin while launching the vehicle during close track events and competitive driving. The feature is activated when the vehicle is at rest while in competitive mode. See competitive driving mode on page 8-37 for more information. At rest, if the accelerator pedal is pressed to the floor with the clutch engaged, the RPM is limited to a predetermined level. A smooth, quick release of the clutch, aka dump it, while keeping the accelerator pedal on the floor, will continue controlled wheel spin for consistent acceleration. Complete shifts as described in manual transmission on page 830. When in competitive mode, the StabiliTrack off light comes on. The instrument panel cluster, adjust your driving accordingly. So, what do you think of that?
Well, don't we look stupid? Because, Chris, you have this on your car.
And, you know, I've read through my manual probably 5 times, and I did read this, and I just...
Just blanked on it?
I guess I saw the competitive driving mode thing and didn't think anything of the launch control. I haven't seen anybody talk about this.
That's right. That's the weirdest part. I mean,
yeah. So you know what I'm doing the first time spring comes? I'm pulling my car out of the garage and I'm putting it in competitive driving mode and I'm going to try out this launch control.
You're going to put the hurting on that car for the first time in its life.
You got that right.
That's right. Whip that ass.
We're gonna probably do a nice video.
Oh, yeah. You just annihilating and pulverizing your transmission all over the road.
So you know what? I can't wait.
I feel kind of silly for not knowing this. Because I know it was talked about, and I wasn't sure if it made it. There are things on the car like, I'll just pull something out of the air, like lumbar support.
Okay.
Adjustment. Adjustable lumbar.
Yeah.
That were supposed to be on the 2010 Camaro. Excuse me, 2010 Camaro, but didn't make it for one reason or another. I'm just assuming.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be. So well, this one, I thought it was one of those things that might have made it, but didn't.
Well, there's also something in the manual too that says it's supposed to be on the 2010 car too, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the back window.
The backup sensors, right?
The backup sensor lights. It says that there's these lights.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to light up right in the back.
That's right.
It's not in the car.
Yeah, what's going on here? That's all right. So, you know, if you've got a 2010 manual Camaro, is it SS or also the V6, the LT?
This says V8 manual transmission models only.
So, you know, you got your SS and you got manual transmission, and if you've used this, call us and let Mario know.
Yeah, people out in California and Florida who are driving their cars all year long.
Yeah, well.
Anyways, I'm totally psyched. Totally
embarrassed. You know, weird, as you put it once, your words not mine, the kings of Camaro.
Oh, on the wiki?
Yeah. Aren't we embarrassed? Hey. You know, we're here to help people.
Yeah.
And we just did.
Okay.
Through our own sacrifice.
No.
That's right. All right.
We got more here.
Yeah. Thanks Fitz for correcting us on that, making us feel stupid, and thanks Mario for calling that in last week. You want me to read one of these?
Yeah, go ahead.
This one comes from Cosmic Trucker. Been on the board for a while. Chris and Jason, I was wondering if it was okay to call the podcast phone line anytime, day or night. If so, maybe it would be a good idea to let the listeners know it's okay to call 24/7 without worrying about disturbing you and your family by ringing the phone at all hours. That's mighty gracious of them.
Yeah, well, Cosmic Trucker, rest assured you can call 24/7 because this is actually a voice over IP line that we use.
Yep.
And it doesn't even ring. We just check it online.
It just goes blip, blip, blip in our headphones sometimes.
Yeah, if we need to call out with it.
That's right.
But there's no phone attached to it. It's all digital.
Nope. 100% digital. You're talking to a computer is really what it comes down to. So we encourage people to call our voicemail hotline 24 hours a day,
right.
7 days a week,
we don't want to get a lot of junk dials in or something.
But you know what? We always encourage people to leave us a message. In fact, this is probably a pretty good idea to do this right now.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, here's another one here. This one, what's the subject? It's called Rolex 24 and Corvette. A couple of ideas. Stevenson Motorsport put two 2010 Camaros in the top 10 in GT class at the Rolex 24 Hours of Daytona last weekend at 5th and 9th. Pretty impressive for what is mostly a new car. I'm sure it is based on the Pontiac GXPs they ran last year, but still a great showing for the new Camaro, and they beat the GT Corvettes, which sort of leads to my next point. 2009 Corvette sales tanked. At 16,000 units, sales were back to 1961 levels, and the Bowling Green plant was shut for almost half of the year. Officially, GM says the recession is at fault, but I have to wonder how many Corvette buyers switched to Camaro in 2009. At 60,000 Camaros sold, and most of them V8s, there must be some Corvette buyers in there. I'm sure Team Camaro would also say officially they have no effect on Corvette sales, but it would be interesting to ask them anyways. Gord. I'm not a member of the boards. I don't even own a Camaro, but I do enjoy the podcast on iTunes every week. Keep up the great work.
Well, that's a cool, cool email.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think Camaro took some buyers away from Corvette this past year?
No.
No?
No. I don't think so. I mean, some, but I don't think enough to make a significant dent.
I think maybe some people were, you know, Corvette buyers would buy a new Camaro.
Yeah.
And then maybe this year buy another Corvette.
I would if I could, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the price difference. I mean, what's a Corvette start at?
40?
40, high 40s.
Really?
I think mid to high 40s.
In 06, I think my Corvette was stickered at like 42.
Was it?
Yeah.
See, I haven't priced out a Corvette, so I got to assume it's in the mid to high 40s. Really?
Car,
it's not too bad then, I guess. Shoot.
Yeah.
That's pretty
With
good.
The GM discount, it was under 40.
Well, see, then that further illustrates my point that I don't think it took a whole lot of sales away from, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I don't think it would. I mean, I'd be I'd be enthusiastic to know that the Camaro was making that much impact on non-traditional Camaro buyers, especially Corvette guys, who usually can't be shaken from their Corvette tree.
You know who you should ask about this?
Fitz?
Yes.
We just
did. The marketing manager for Corvette, too.
Dun, dun, dun. So what's the story, John? You probably won't listen to this for another 2 weeks because I think he listens to them in batches.
You can just drop us an email again.
Yeah, just let us know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
The first part was about the Stevenson... What was that?
Stevenson Motorsports.
Yeah, I just took a quick search on that, and sure enough, the car looks good, too. I've seen it before, but I never really got a good look at it.
They beat the GT Corvettes, too.
Nice.
Oh.
So, two cars in the top 10.
Nice.
That leads me into our buddy, Jordan Musser.
Yes, and Momentum Racing.
Momentum Race Group. I think they did their first race. I haven't heard the results of it, or at least they were practicing. Jordan's been busy, very, very busy. Getting things ready for this season.
So
we should hopefully start hearing from him soon. His car fleet is looking good. And, of course, the Camaro Z28.com logo on the side of the car looks pretty damn good, too. So check out Jordan's race team at MomentumRaceGroup.com.
I saw him. He just posted a message this week.
Oh, yeah. He's looking for wrecked 2010 Camaros.
Yeah.
He's got to get used to it.
For parts for his race team.
Yeah. I got some stuff I might have available for him because I took off my car, but I don't know if he needs it.
Yeah.
Anybody knows of any total 2010 Camaros, get a hold of Jordan. He needs parts.
Yeah.
Good luck to them. We're going to keep everybody posted on results. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. I got an email here. It comes from Ninja.
Ninja.
Oh. Hi, I'm Nick, and I've been saving for a Camaro since I was six.
Since he was six?
That's what the man says.
Wow.
Now I'm 16 and I finally got one. I know you guys have seen a lot of Camaros. I've looked online for pictures of something like my car. And as cars, I know it doesn't... it doesn't exist. Yeah, he's 16. Below are some pictures of it. Can you just tell me if you've ever seen one that looks like that with a body kit and also any upgrades to boost performance or anything I should do visually to make it look cooler? Love the podcast. Thanks for your help. Nick the Ninja. I remember getting this. I don't remember what the car looked like. Do you?
I think it was a... Fourth gen, LT1 car?
Was it an RS? Did it have an RS package?
I think I still have that. Let me pull it up here.
Let's take a look at that. In the meantime, I can answer the second half of the question, or of the email. What to do to make it boost performance? We always suggest people start with the usual intake and exhaust, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Engines and air pump.
Yeah.
More air in, more air out. Is that the picture?
It's red with black stripes.
98 plus. I'm looking over your microphone there. Is that...
It's a 99.
It's a 99. Did he say that?
Yeah, he says, my bad, sorry you're getting this twice. Forgot pictures. It's a 99 coupe, GM, 3800 with dual exhaust and tons of mods.
Yeah, sounds like he's on the way. Nice wheels. He's got a ground effects kit on it. Is that the, you know, typical GM
ground? Kind of looks like it,
Yeah. Good looking car, man. We always like to see
Congrats.
People showing off their cars.
16 years old.
Well, he says he's already got a lot of mods. So I guess if you were to do anything, I would say do window tint. Nothing crazy. Don't get dangerous.
I can't tell if it's tinted because his windows are down.
I can't either. Nick the Ninja, man. You got to give us more information on what you got so we can tell you where you can go from there.
Oh, wait. Here's another picture.
Oh, what's it look like? It's got
just under the hood. It's a V6 car.
Is that a lid or a factory?
It looks factory to me.
I get an aftermarket lid from, I don't know, SLP or whoever makes them these days. Yeah, give us an email or even a phone call, voicemail, and tell us what you got, and we'll work from there.
Looks like he's got a yellow top battery in there, too.
Nice. That's a deep cycle battery, I think.
Yeah.
Probably has a killer sound system. Wish we could help you further, buddy, but the car does look good. What else we got here?
We don't have any more emails, but we do have some voicemails.
All right, you want to run through them?
Here's the first one.
Hey, Jason, Chris, Adrian96020 from the boards. So a couple quick things here. There was a thread going on a while back. It was even an article attached to it from, I think, the Wall Street Journal about a Camaro executive or some special edition. I wonder if that, you remember that, and if that was what became the, I think, the dusk at FEMA. There's any connection between the two, or if you remember that thread that was going around. Number two, I know you guys aren't the biggest racing fans, let alone NASCAR, but it looks like in the Nationwide series that Chrysler is running the Challenger and Ford is running the Mustang, but Chevy chose to stick with the Impala and not use the Camaro. And I know it's not much of a Camaro or stock car anymore, but still it is interesting to me, I think, that they chose not to market it against the other pony cars. A little bit nervous, but perhaps I shouldn't be reading tea leaves or looking for black helicopters. So I was just curious your thoughts on that. That's a pretty big audience there, and to not go up against the pony cars, I was but a curious point. So just curious what your thoughts were. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Let's get a two-part question here.
Good one.
Yeah. What do you think?
No clue. I don't know.
I think it might. I mean, the second question, why aren't they using the Camaro in the race series? I'm going to guess money.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's part. And maybe they're just not ready.
Maybe not.
They spent a lot more focus on getting the public or the, you know, showroom version out.
Yeah.
Not enough body and whites to go around for the race series. Yeah. I don't know. You know who would be a good one to ask about this? Fitz. Boy, you hit us with one, we just don't know that one.
A whole range of questions for Fitz.
Right now he's listening going,
yeah.
Oh boy.
His first part was he wanted to know whatever happened with that article that was published about the Camaro Executive Edition that they were hinting at. I think Lutz was quoted in saying something about that, and he wanted to know if that's the Camaro Dusk.
I haven't heard anything from it.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I just don't know anymore. I haven't heard
anything more about that. That was the only article I ever read about that.
And yeah.
Camaro Dusk is the executive edition. I don't see that. I really don't. There's really nothing different about it except the color.
Yeah. Well, the interior had that fine Corinthian leather.
Yeah. Or Cordoba.
I don't know. That's a good one. But it's one of those things to kind of keep in the back of your mind just in case something does start to materialize out of that.
Yeah, if all of a sudden the Berlinetta comes back or something.
Yay!
Okay, we got a couple more here.
All right.
Hey, guys. AJ here, 2010 SSRS on the board. And my comment this week isn't really about Camaro, but it's about another Chevy product, well, Pontiac. I read some months ago that since the G8 was leaving, they were going to turn it into a Chevy Caprice. And I hear more recently that they're going through with that plan. But I had an idea, the Malibu, you know, it's the sedan and the, you know, the today version. But what happened to the Chevelle? So my idea was, instead of turning the G8 into a Caprice, turn into the performance model of the Malibu and bring back the Chevelle nameplate. What do you guys think? I think it could work since Chevelle was the performance model of the Malibu. Let me know, guys, and I love the podcast, and I'll keep listening. Thanks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I seem to remember, I think for about 35 seconds or so, back in 2005, 4, somewhere around there, there was talk about bringing back the Chevelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, we got a Camaro.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I like the Camaro.
But there was talk that we Chris, you and I knew there was a Camaro coming back for the longest time, and we had to stay so quiet about it. It was
stupid.
Excruciating.
Yeah.
And I know, and people think I'm crazy, but I know that I heard that there was talk of them being concerned with keeping the bringing back the Camaro and having baggage, you know, brought back with it. So they had considered for about 35 seconds naming it Chevelle.
Interesting.
Believe it or not, that's what I heard.
I understand Chevelle is a pretty important, you know, brand name for GM, but is there room in the market right now for another car like
right
this?
Right now?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe in the future?
It'd be nice.
It would.
It'd be nice to see a four-door Camaro called the Chevelle.
Yeah.
Well, Malibu. Not Malibu. Well, the Malibu's already out, though, in four-door. Yeah. That's, you know, great car, but not this genre. You know who'd be a good guy to ask about this?
Who?
Fitz! That's a good...
You know, it's about time we have Fitz back here in the studio.
John?
So, you know what?
John?
Let's set up an appointment.
Pick up the phone, buddy. Give me a call.
Yeah.
All right. Good voicemail.
Yeah.
We're getting stumped here, though.
Here's another one.
All right.
Hey, Jason and Chris. It's Jennifer from the board. Z go bye-bye. Z-G-O-B-Y-B-Y. I'm local. I'm in Sterling Heights, and, you know, I've talked to you guys at Camaro Superfest and Woodward. I have a white 95 Z28. Also got an 04 GTO and a green 94 V6. Just kind of referring to your comment about going to car shows that you made a couple weeks ago on your podcast. I think if we got together and drove a bunch of 4th and 5th gen Camaros and attended these events such as at Continental and other shows, they would be more likely to let us in. So I think if, you know, all the local F-body communities around got together and really create a partnership and cruised into these as a group, they'd probably be more apt to let us in. I know that I've tried to go cruise into Continental on a Friday night and wasn't allowed in. So if we all got together and became more of a community, that would be good, and we could go all together. So just wanted to say hey. I know that I'm local, and I see you guys around, but wanted to say hello to all of my Camaro Z associates and peers, and have a good day, and I'll see you guys around the summer. Bye.
That was interesting. And
it was cool.
Yeah.
We were talking about going to car shows and them not letting us in because our cars were too new.
Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago. Thanks for calling in, Jennifer. Yeah, we should definitely do it. We should do like a Sonic or something.
We should just take over a Sonic. They can kiss our ass. We should just do our own.
Yeah, let's get, you know, everybody over at what is she with? Street Lethal.
Street Lethal and Motown Muscle.
Yeah, let's get everybody together and just go invade a bowling alley. They have to let us in, right?
And if they don't, we'll smoke them out. We'll just all line up right there on Gratiot and just do a group burnout.
Oh, yeah. Roseville Finest would love that.
Oh, what are they going to do, catch us all? They can't even see us. We're going to lay down so much smoke. Be like, you know, Spy Hunter, the video game, leaving the smoke screen.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Or we can just have our own car show if they don't let us in.
Yeah, that's true.
Peacefully. Right. The Sonic would be cool. In fact, maybe I'll zip down there and talk to the manager and say, look, we got about, I don't know, 20, 30 Camaro and Firebird.
At least.
Oh, let's take a step back, though. Remember the Papa John's, drive a Camaro to the Papa John's thing, get a free? That was a little car show right there.
Yeah, there was over 25 Camaros there alone.
Oh, yeah, let's take over Continental. Only people who are local know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know who's a good guy to ask about this? Fitz.
Yeah.
Okay, God, sorry.
Just ask him everything.
Fitz knows all. Okay, you got one more?
We've got one more voicemail. Right.
Hey guys, it's Dave from Cincinnati again. The red V6 Camaro. I'm loving it. Everybody at work is getting V6. Probably about four out in the parking lot at the post office. And one guy who weighs about 400 pounds got the V8. And he was telling us a crazy story about not being able to get his suits in the White Castle through the window because the window was too small. Anyways, love your podcast. Love my V6. I'm waiting on my air raid kit for the cold air induction. I hope you guys are enjoying yourself out in Vegas or Detroit Auto Show. Have a good weekend and treat the wives good on Valentine's Day. And which, as a matter of fact, is my birthday. I'll be 51. So you guys have a great weekend. Bye.
Hey, thanks for calling in again and happy birthday to you.
What did he say? It was 21?
Yeah, 21 in Cincinnati, cool. Yeah.
Well, get that air raid kit on and tell us what you think of it. Take some pictures, do some video, you know, call in, whatever you got to do. But anyway, what was he talking about again?
He's just loving his car. He said like four people at his work have one now.
Wow.
Yeah, including a 400-pound guy who has a V8 and couldn't get his White Castle through the window.
So they're saying that the window's short. You know who'd be a good guy to ask about that?
Who's that?
I was going to come up with somebody else that was funny, but all I could think of was the Burger King guy.
Oh.
You know, White Castle fast food.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty weird, man. Maybe he just can't get his huge-ass arm through the window.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? I'd rather take a low window in a nice car any day than a big old window in a piece of crap vehicle, like, I don't know, like the Pontiac Transport.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to get your White Castle easily, get a minivan. You want to, you know, cruise in style and give your passengers a ride of their life and hammer it and let the G-forces suck the face right off their skull, then get a Camaro.
You know what window I heard is even worse than a Camaro? A Hummer.
Oh, that's right. Those H3s?
Yeah. H2
or
H3s? H3s.
Yeah, it's like the size of...
I remember someone, I can't remember, like maybe it was Scott telling me a story about someone trying to go to an ATM machine and having to...
automatic teller machine?
Trying to pretty much go through the... had to put their whole body through the window to try and get the money out of the machine. It was funny.
Good to hear from him, though.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that things are... moving along in his area. Yeah. People picking up Camaros left and right.
I saw a used 2010 Camaro for sale in the paper this morning.
No way.
Yeah. No price on it. It said only 700 miles.
Program car?
I have no idea.
See, there was something that somebody made a post in one of the 2010 sections on the board.
Yeah.
Asking if people were that unhappy with their 2010 Camaros already because they saw a couple on a Honda lot.
Really?
And of course, my first thought was, okay, you know, there's always like, you know, Bob Sellers or whatever, Chevrolet, GMC, Pontiac, Buick, Honda, Hyundai, Volvo.
Yeah.
And all they did was they just moved cars, a couple of Camaros from their Chevrolet lot that they own to their Honda lot that they own to get more foot traffic into the Honda showroom, you know, to get some attention. That's been happening a lot. Or even there's been cases of Honda dealers buying, or not Honda, but... non-Chevrolet dealers buying Chevrolet Camaros from Chevrolet dealers and then marking them up by $5,000 or $10,000. Yeah. And that was one of our big bitches about the whole Camaro markups, where we're griping about that. We still say refuse Camaro markups.
Absolutely.
And trying to make a profit that way.
Yeah, I remember that discussion.
And I said, I've never heard of a used 2010 Camaro except Charlie, Z28 Forever, our friend, pointed out that one of our disciples actually sold his.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ellie.
Wow.
Ellie Garfunkel.
I didn't even know he had a 2010 Camaro.
Oh, yeah, and he sold it.
I didn't know that.
He bought a BMW. Do you know why?
Why?
Because he wanted to race hardcore, and the Camaro just wasn't going to do it for his style of racing.
Wow.
But a certain year of BMW did. That's what he wanted. You know, kind of like I don't wear an ice skate when I'm in a marathon.
Okay.
Yeah. Make the shoe fit, and he did, and there's nothing wrong with that. So there's two instances of 2010 Camaros that I've seen that were for sale or sold or traded in.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any.
Mm-mm.
Just the one you saw this morning.
Unless it was a program car, test car, exact car, something like that.
Yeah, it didn't say.
Never know, man.
It was at a Chevy dealer too.
I wonder what the deal is on that. Probably not a very good one.
It was white too.
Then it can't be very old.
No,
I mean. Jeez, it was just last summer when the white ones came out.
Yeah, in August, I think.
On a rainy day.
Yeah.
We got the exclusive on that crap.
That's right. This was a pretty fun show.
Interesting show, man. You skipped all over the place. You know what we should talk about next week?
What's that?
The itch.
The itch?
I've got the Camaro itch.
What does that mean?
I cannot wait to get mine out of that damn garage.
I know. It's been like that with me after the first couple weeks it was sitting in my garage.
But it's getting worse.
Like, yeah.
It's getting friggin' worse.
Well, it's not too much longer till spring, man.
Oh.
It's Valentine's Day now, so that's February 14th. March 21st is the first day of spring. It's a little over a month.
And then May 1st, I shave my head and bring on summertime.
Hell yeah, I can't wait.
I can't wait to shave my head either. Love it. We should talk about, you know, last fall we talked about, you know, car storage tips. Now we should talk about car... after hibernation tips. Yeah. So start preparing those. We'll talk about it in the future. Maybe give out a prize for the best one. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got some prizes to give away later on. But until then, I think, is that it?
That's it.
Well, we thank you all for listening. Thank you for your generous and gracious voicemails and emails. Have a great, happy Valentine's Day. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Don't forget to call your mom and drive safely. We'll see you then.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.